We welcome on the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. 45-13 setback at a very good Rutgers team, and it was a tough challenge, but as you've gone back and looked at the film, what did you take away from your team's performance?
Well, I think there was a lot to take away. We were certainly disappointed that we didn't give them a better game, but we had opportunities to do so. There were a couple moments in the game at the very end of the first quarter, early in the second quarter, where we had chances to, you know, tie the game up and make it really feel like a contested football game. But in the biggest moments, they were really good, and that was impressive. You know, obviously, you know, they have talent, and you know, the depth that they have, we knew those things would be a major factor in the outcome. But they played a really clean game. They did not turn the ball over. They did not have I think they had two penalties, and they took advantage of anything and everything we gave them. So to their credit, they're not only a Big Ten team, but they're looking like they're a good football team. The Rutgers team does, certainly well coached. And they certainly did not have their guard down one bit. So I was proud of the way we competed for 60 minutes. We certainly competed to the bitter end. And I was pleased with how we ran the football. We ran the football, you know, in the first half in kind of the flow of the game, in moments where the game was still very much in balance. And then defensively, we just gave up way too many shots over our head and did not see that coming. Heading into the week, I think the one thing that was in their camp was they haven't been efficient enough throwing the deep ball. So I sense that's what they spent their time on last week. And for them, mission accomplished. And they got the ball in behind us. And when we gave them a crack, they dove in there big time. And that's what a good football team does. And I'm starting to really feel like that Rutgers team might be a really good football team here as they, you know, start to head into Big Ten play.
How big, as you said, you guys were certainly in, very much in that football game in the first half. How big were the two scores there late in the second quarter, especially the long return?
Yeah, well, the punt return for touchdown kind of ended the reality of us having a chance. But I would say this, though. We had a first and 10. We were driving the ball. We had the ball at the plus 30, moving the ball in a really good drive. And, you know, if we score there, it's back to being a tie game. And this is at the very end of the first quarter, early in the second quarter in that timeline. And we had two penalties and a sack. We lost 40 yards, ended up punting them the ball. They score in one play. And you know how these games go. So it goes from maybe being, you know, 14-7 or 14-10 to 21-7 or 21-3, whatever it would have been. And it's just so uphill from there, you know. But like I said before, we ran the ball well. Our offensive line was kind of intact for the first time this year in terms of what we may have recognized as the, you know, the starting five. And they showed some really good signs, I felt. Dejon Lee had a really good football game by anyone's standards. You know, we're kind of, there's a lot to learn from the game. There's a lot to improve on from the game. And I think an open date here is probably a good place for us to be.
First question this morning from Kevin Trestanini. Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach Rocco, how did Mickey Henry perform in his first game back, and how was it a benefit for your offensive front to have Mickey back in there at center?
Well, he did well. You know, we certainly did not give him the full game. We actually rotated three different centers there. Gingrich played, and then Prince played. Prince started the first two games for us. Their nose guard was really good, and we knew that obviously in advance, and they played with a nose guard pretty much on the center's head the whole game. So we knew that with Mickey back, you know, we had a chance to neutralize that a little bit, and he did. He did a nice job in there. But they were very disruptive, and they did a lot of things up front with penetration and twists and line stunts and things like that. So we're pleased with what Mickey did. I think we're pleased with the fact that we've got three centers that have got experience here heading into this open date and heading into our fourth game of the season. And I'd like to think that, you know, Mickey is and will be back, you know, for the remainder of the season and continue to improve and get back into what would be recognized as football condition.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, what's the greatest piece of value that you can take away from these Power Five matchups, you know, like the close Pitt game a couple years ago and then Saturday going into, you know, a Big Ten opponent like Rutgers?
Well, I think it's difficult. You know, there's a lot of variables. You know, obviously there's a financial reward, you know, for playing these games, and that's real. I think there's a recruiting piece that you've got to take into consideration when you are playing these games. I know our student athletes want to play these games. So there's a lot right there in what I just said in terms of all that. I think from the perspective of your team and evaluating where your team is, I think that these moments sometimes can expose some things that you may not have recognized if you were not put in these moments, you know. So I think we are able to take a deep dive here after this game, heading into an open date with three games, you know, small, you know, body of work, but three games, being able to look at the matchups in the three games. And maybe, you know, where did we match up well against Rutgers? And we certainly had guys that played in a way that made you feel like they belonged on that stage. Then you had other guys that really couldn't quite play up to that level. And I think for, you know, all of us, and maybe more so the student athletes, it's a learning experience. It's their ability to process exactly what is the difference between some of the guys that excel in that league versus maybe some of the guys that excel in this league. And it's a very interesting dynamic, I think. And with, I'll be quite honest with you, they were scouting our players pregame. I mean, this whole transfer portal thing is changing the dynamics of college football. And they weren't just seeing who was going to play in the game. They were evaluating our players to see who might be of interest, you know. So this is going to be an ongoing reality for us at all levels, certainly at our level. And it was a stage to perform on, and some performed better than others, you know. And I think there's a lot to process, especially when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, trying to figure out what really happened out there today. Now, for me as the coach at 61 years old, it's just another football game against a really good team. And I liked some of the things we did. I liked the way we fought. I liked the way we competed. And I think that's something we can build on.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for the time this morning. Hope you're able to enjoy the open week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right.